Kalim chapter 26, Mishnah 3. Kaf loiktai koitzim, a hand cover for thorn gatherers, a piece of leather that's shaped like the palm of the hand to protect the hand, the thorn gatherer's hand. Torah, it's pure, it's not used as a container, and it's not susceptible to impurity. Hazon vahbirkyar, a girdle, which is a kind of leather belt, and a leather knee pad, which protects the knee when the worker's kneeling down. So these are tmein, they are impure, and he brings over here, a few different reasons he brings, just taking the first one of the Rosh and the Batanira, because they're used as containers at some point. They have a bit of a container shape, and they're used as containers, and therefore they are susceptible to impurity. Next case is Vahasharvulim, the armbands, leather armbands that fasten sleeves into place. So that is tmein, they are susceptible to impurity, because they too are generally recognized as utensils. So therefore they're susceptible to impurity. Vaparkalimin toherin, leather gloves are toherin, are pure. They are insusceptible, he brings over here. Doesn't bring a reason at all. So it would be interesting, because you would think, yeah, you would think that a glove is, you know, that it's got a container in.
We did gloves already.
All finger stalls, which are gloves that cover just the fingers, not the palm, toheris, are not susceptible. Chutz mishal kaatzin, except for those of the thorn gatherers, which is susceptible, mivneishi makabelis es ha'oig, because it is able to. They used to put sumach in it. They used to put berries into it. And they used it as a container. Nikra im einat makabelis es reiva oig, if the finger stall tore and it can't contain most of a sumach, then tohira, then it is now considered pure because it's broken.